Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. SDPB's Meet the Candidates series is designed to allow you the opportunity to get to know the people running for the South Dakota State Legislature this fall. Democrat Timothy Reed wants to be in the State Senate to represent District 14, which is in Minnehaha County, and he joins us on the phone today. Timothy, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Lori. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
I am sitting here in District 14 broadcasting today, so tell the rest of the state of South Dakota a little bit about this district.
Yeah, absolutely. So District 14 is a small, oddly shaped district that is definitely not any of the shapes that I learned growing up and going to high school in geometry class. We are in the southeastern quadrant of Sioux Falls, roughly Cliff Avenue all the way east over into Highway 11, and then kind of skirting up over to 10th Street as well. But that's generally the borders and areas of the district.
Tell us a little bit about why you're deciding now to run for public office. This is a first for you.
It is a first for me. So I actually grew up between Sioux Falls and Cleveland, Ohio in the Rust Belt. And my family moved us out here, raised us in a really nice school district, the Sioux Falls School District, and I graduated from Roosevelt High School in 2010. And after I left, after graduating high school, I left and moved back to Ohio. I moved to Maryland for a little while, moved to Chicago, Illinois, and just got a good kind of visceral feel for how so many different localities operate compared to the environment that I grew up in Sioux Falls. And I love the sense of community that we have in Sioux Falls and in South Dakota in general. I don't think anybody does it better than the 605. But after coming back to South Dakota in 2017, I just really became disheartened with a lot of the focus that the state legislature seems to have. We've got a lot of real issues from education, healthcare, and just overall improving the economy for South Dakota that are kind of on the back burner while we focus on a lot of hateful or discriminatory legislation that seems to catch a lot of national press but doesn't really do a lot for us locally. So I threw my hat into the race this year.
This is a district that sent Aaron Healy, a Democrat, to the state legislature recently. So it can be done. And she did it by, a lot of door-to-door knocking and listening to people introducing herself. Talk to me a little bit about campaigning and really getting out to those different places in the district to, gain that name recognition.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you mentioned, Erin is a great example, and she's done great things for the district and for South Dakota with her leadership in the last 2 years. So I'm excited to follow in those footsteps, winning this election by knocking on doors and engaging with voters directly. One of the most interesting pieces about that with COVID right now is that it's kind of thrown the entire door knocking process through a loop. So I'm excited to begin doing that here as some of the regulations across the state ease up and we get just a little bit more comfortable with being able to do that. But until then and since then, it's been a lot of voter engagement online, talking to people through different forums, Zoom phone calls, which I know we're all getting exhausted with at this point in time. But talking to a lot of people who are still in the community and asking them to reach out to me directly via email, social media. Again, not the campaign that I was expecting to run when I made the ballot back in March, but, the reality of the world that we're all in right now and experiencing.
Let's talk about some of your top priorities. We know what you sort of would like to see the state legislature stay away from, but what are your priorities that they should head toward? What are those top issues?
Yeah, absolutely. So with things that I think we should stay away from, again, if we're going to be passing a lot of anti-LGBTQ or discriminatory legislation, I think that we would be better versed to maybe propose some actual legislation that's going to maybe protect those communities and empower them in South Dakota, since many of these people, like myself, are homegrown from the 605. We're not an external force and we're not trying to change the state. We're just trying to make sure that we're represented and equal. Moving on, though, if that's not going to be the plan, we need to be focusing on issues like healthcare and education. South Dakota is one of 33 states that has not expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. And there's a recent report that actually came out from Georgetown University that shows that we have a whopping 47% of low-income adults in rural areas who could benefit greatly from that expansion and coverage. But unfortunately, we just have not taken the action as a state, so they fall into that gap where they don't have the access, especially in rural areas, to not only the facilities sometimes, but even when they do have access to a clinic or an area that can provide services, the question of how that coverage is going to be paid for is kind of left in limbo then. So Medicaid expansion for sure. But moving on, education, as I stated before, you know, I'm a graduate of Roosevelt High School here in Sioux Falls, and I'm very thankful for the amazing education that I got in our public school sector, so I would like to see that strengthened. We definitely have a need for early childhood education and the need to examine just the impacts on how that's going to affect and proactively save us money in the long run, especially as tuition in the state kind of, since I left in 2010, has essentially doubled. So we need to focus on how to make sure that young people have access to affordable education that starts as early as we can, but also to make sure that graduates who are otherwise leaving South Dakota or racking up immense debt to stay in South Dakota and become educated have a solution that's going to allow them to actually join the workforce and stay here so that they can be, you know, affordably positioned to raise a family and send their kids to a great public school, then also knowing that their future is paid for and in their own hands.
South Dakota did not fare so far as poorly as many other states due to the pandemic and the economic collapse that some communities are seeing. But still, it looks like some cuts are going to have to be made, and it seems pretty unlikely that some of those cuts aren't going to affect education. If you were elected to the state legislature, how would you approach some of those appropriations decisions, and what are you looking for as you look at how we're spending our money in a time when we might have to do some trimming?
I think that's a great question, because obviously you have to have money in order to spend it. And I think South Dakota has a knack for, as we recently saw over the 4th of July weekend, of, you know, we find a way to find money regardless of maybe what it's been allocated for, as long as we have an agenda that we need to accomplish and something that we want to see done. And I don't think that any other situation or type of reform that we need to bring to South Dakota, whether it's healthcare or education, is going to be any different. You have a lot of powerful forces in the state, both working in terms of real math, but also dedicated to making sure that the system itself doesn't see a lot of change. Our teachers have been told over and over again that there's going to be taxes levied, that there are going to be raises that they're going to see, and unfortunately that fails to materialize as well. So the leadership that I would like to bring to Pierre and that I plan on bringing to Pierre is going to be focused on not only making sure that we do have a clear-cut, idea of where we can get a source of funding for and how to allocate that money, but also to make sure that those are the issues that we're actually throwing our dollars at. If we're going to be opening up the budget and we're going to be opening up the vaults and spending money in the state of South Dakota, we need to make sure that there's a return on our investment for taxpayers. And taxpayers and educators are unfortunately who seems to get the short end of the stick, in addition to the people who are not able to afford and pay for health care as a result of us also not expanding Medicaid.
Timothy Reed is a Democrat running for State Senate from District 14. Timothy, before we let you go, website you want to direct people to or how they can connect with you? What's the best way to learn more about your campaign?
Yeah, absolutely. So Timothy Reed for SD is my website. You can go there and find a brief synopsis of just my campaign, my platform. If you would like to leave me a message or send me an email, I would love to hear from you to know about just the issues that are important to you in South Dakota. And social media, whether you've got Instagram, Facebook, or want to follow me on Twitter, Timothy Reed SD or Timothy 4SD, you can find me at either of those handles, and I'm looking forward to engaging with everyone.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.